This is KCUR 89.3. An estimated 150,000 people jammed Broadway Thursday to watch the 44th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. This year's theme was Blarney on Broadway. KCUR's Peggy Lowe talked to some people there and asked what they thought Blarney means, especially given this presidential election year.
All right, let's get this parade started.
Patty Mahoney, Weatherby Lake.
Your interpretation of Blarney in the political race.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Good answer.
Yeah.
To me, he's Blarney.
My name is John Adams, and I'm a Scotchman. The Irish whiskey tastes the same. The Guinness tastes the same. The single malt Irish whiskey tastes the same. It's the same Blarney.
Yeah, yeah. We have Smittix for $6, Guinness for $6, Boulevard Wheat, Miller Lite, and Magners.
Political Blarney is really a lot thicker than normal Blarney.
Because they're trying to convince the masses. And so you have to have it thicker and heavier to convince the intelligent public.
Bailey's on the rocks. Jameson Neat, Irish Coffee, Bailey's Coffee, Bloody Mary, Donegal Donkey, which is similar to the Moscow Mule.
I think the Blarney would describe it nicely.
A better word than other words.
What would come to mind, that's true. Mike Reardon, I'm originally from Kansas City. I live out in Green Valley now.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Blarney is the Irish version of whatever you need to do to get good luck for the rest of the year with a little bit of romanticism mixed in. It involves kissing, which of course is a fantastic way to get good luck. I can't think of a better way myself. Scott Long from Kansas City.
I am a giant leopard. My name is Justin Wilcoxon, W-I-L-L-C-O-C-K-S-O-N. I think Blarney could be defined in several different ways, but either to be like BS, be Blarney, and no, that's probably the main one. That's what I think it means.
I think that's the most succinct definition I've heard all day.
Yeah.